With only 1 in 6 drug users worldwide having access to treatment, a UN-backed narcotics control body is calling for more investment in these services. The recommendation comes in the latest report by the International Narcotics Control Board, or INCB, published on Thursday. This year marks the 70th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and the report underlines how access to drug treatment is in line with the right to health. Deanne Penn's been speaking to one of the 13 INCB members, David Johnson of the United States.
The board's report focuses on how states' parties implement the 3 UN conventions on counter-narcotics. But we choose each year a special topic to emphasize as the first chapter of the report. And we thought that it, given the state of the world's dealing with this very challenging issue, it would be important to remind the states' parties how important it is not just to focus on containment of supply, but also treatment and rehabilitation of people who have become addicted to these products. And so that's the reason for this emphasis this year. The other reason to choose this particular topic this year is because it is the 70th anniversary of the UN Declaration on Human Rights. And we see this as a way that the conventions really interact with the people of the world. And being able, states taking the steps that they need to take so that their citizens and the residents of their states have an opportunity when they become addicted or when they become subject to drug use disorder, that they have the opportunity to find the kind of treatment that they need, and they have the opportunity following that treatment to be reintegrated into their lives.
Another concern raised in the report is the discrepancy between countries having access to drugs for medical and scientific purposes, particularly pain-killing drugs. I wonder if you can talk to us about that.
Yes, when one looks at the supply and the use of these products for particularly for medical purposes, I think that it's really for medical purposes that there's this huge contrast, whereas for example, in North America, there is a substantial, if you will, overuse that both the United States and Canada in particular are dealing with right now. And then, by contrast, just to choose a particular part of the world, sub-Saharan Africa, where there is, if you will, a real paucity of availability, especially by contrast with what we very much see is the need there. And the board, several members of the board authored an article in The Lancet a couple of years ago, and really makes clear that the issue here is not the controls that are placed on these products by the conventions. It's really the institutional wherewithal to provide these products through the medical system. So this is really an opportunity, if you will, where assistance providers can really be helpful in a way that affects people's lives very directly. People who are suffering from diseases associated with pain like cancer or with acute medical care for a broken bone or for a needed operation. In lots of parts of the world, these products are simply unavailable, and that's an issue that we think the world community, and particularly the assistance providers, could turn their attention to, and for a relatively modest amount of money, could have a real impact on people's lives.
Thank you. And you did touch on the crisis that the United States is facing right now with opioid addiction. Is there anything about that you can tell us in relation to the report? Does it touch on that as well?
There are, I guess, 2 or 3 things I'd point out there. The board does, in its evaluation of implementation, recognize that particularly the United States is suffering from this issue, and it has an origin that is likely within the medical community, but it's well outside of that at this point, and it's something that needs to be addressed. Also, in addition to the genesis of that, it's the issue related to the wide availability now of fentanyl-based products, which are causing such an extraordinary loss of life in the United States. One thing I'd point out about that is it's not just the U.S. It's the U.S., and it's Canada, and it's also Estonia, and it's becoming the United Kingdom. I think it's fair to say, certainly for the more developed areas of the world where that demand can be implemented there is purchasing power, that the fentanyl crisis is probably something that's coming to the rest of the world pretty quickly. One of the things the board did, and is highlighted in the report during the course of the last year, is we acted extremely quickly to provide the requirement under the convention to examine a request from a state party, in this case it was the United States backed by Canada, to schedule what are called the precursors for fentanyl. That is the chemical reagents which, when combined with appropriate chemical engineering, produce fentanyl. Therefore, those products are now controlled throughout the world. It's important that the international community act in this way because in some states, like the United States, products like this can be controlled by unilateral legislation that the United States Congress passes. In many states, though, what is done in order to take advantage of the science that the international community puts behind this, a product which is scheduled by the international community, in this case, a recommendation from the board and then a vote by the CND, when something is scheduled in that fashion, it automatically becomes a controlled product within that state. And unless it's controlled in some states, it can't be internationally, it can't be controlled. So this type of international effort is of extraordinary importance for the world to come together and address a problem like this and try to control it before it really does come to affect a number of states. And I think this is an example of how the international community working together addresses a problem that right now is affecting North America mostly and some states in Europe, but is very likely going to become widespread quickly, and taking a step like this helps to curb that.